10-4 TFW.
How are you this afternoon?
Finally Friday, right?
It's finally Friday and we're free for the weekend.
What about on a Friday?
Lawyer's office had a little meeting with them about what's going on and their lack of performance.
Yeah, nobody wants to work these days.
I haven't even heard from them since March. Pretty much I settled the truck on my own. And now trying to get the loss of income settled. I need you to do your job. What if we're paying you for it?
Even they can't make no phone calls because of COVID.
Not sure what the problem was. I had a meeting with a friend of mine that works in the office, and now I got to meet with the owner of the business, the head lawyer, one day next week, probably next Friday.
It all settled out.
Either learn to do your job or you're fired. To fight with somebody I'm paying to do their job is the way I look at it, along with the other insurance company.
Right about that.
Think you're going to get to go up here and ride around a little bit?
Yeah, I don't know. I hadn't looked at the weather this afternoon. I know yesterday they were saying a 60% chance of pop-up thunderstorms. I just got to look at it and see what it's going to be doing.
Here, and I'll be heading down that way tomorrow.
What are you doing down here?
My wife has got a cousin or something that lives down there, and we're going to get together with her and her wife and see the new baby.
Sounds like fun.
Will be. I get along with them pretty good. Got a lot in common, so it's not like going to a normal family get-together where you just sit in a corner and don't talk to anybody.
I hear you.
In the corner and don't talk to anybody or wait for the fireworks to start.
Stirring to get them started.
Depends on who shows up and what kind of mood I'm in usually. And for this afternoon.
They'll be going out to eat either over there at Del Ventura's or Andino's, one of them.
My wife and I are going to try that Italian place next Wednesday.
Time or during the afternoon?
In the evening, after I get done with the route.
The car lot?
Yes, sir, if I can get the truck down in there.
Parking lot? I haven't ever looked at the back parking lot.
There's no way of telling until you're in there. That's the problem.
Yeah, maybe me and Mama can meet you over there or something. To talk to Elise in the morning on Wednesday.
With me. She's heard me talking to you this week.
Well, good morning.
Over there with her eyes closed.
I'm sure we could wake her up if she heard her name.
I'm not able to get her on the radio yet. I've told her she can use it as long as I'm here with her.
We have to know when you gotta ride her so we can tell her good morning.
You know, I think she's gonna be with me Monday also.
Interstate was full of blue lights this afternoon.
For HTX Friday, they won't do nothing. They won't slow down.
Get three of them and then this car passed me. It's like I got over. I didn't see nothing. And I got over. It's like, man, he must have been doing 90. And then he passed me. And a little bit later, we got up there. And there was a wreck in the median. Slowed all the traffic down. KN4 TFW.
At least some of the crazy things I see riding around all day long, people doing.
And if you're out on the road all day long, every day.
It is amazing what people will do in their cars while they're driving.
waking up, it was drinking a Coke, smoking a cigarette, or maybe eating a burger. And now it's no telling what it is.
Smoking a cigarette, drinking a Coke, eating a burger, texting on their phone, and driving with their niece.
A car drive itself. Those people don't even need driver's license.
A few of them don't have licenses or insurance.
You're probably right about that one, too.
See the look on faces I get when I ask for their driver's license so I can enter their information into the computer.
I want to give them to you, that for sure. We have that same problem just with truck drivers trying to get in the gate. I mean, you got to show the guard your license.
Some of them just come out and say, I don't have one. Well, how are you working on cars? How are you driving people's vehicles?
You don't need it to drive them. You only need it if you get caught, right?
It should be a something for liability when you get hired because you're driving somebody else's vehicle. You know, you got to be on that business's insurance.
They probably had the license when they hired on and got it taken away.
If somebody's doing their job on their yearly audit, they'll catch that.
Anybody does any auditing anymore? I saw where there was a shooting at a club, and then they realized that the club hadn't had a legitimate license in like 5 years. How the heck does that happen?
How that happens. How a lot of these businesses run without a legitimate business license. The neighbor's kid and his girlfriend blocking the road to the house and won't move.
I'll never care about anybody else or inconvenience in anybody else. They just kind of do their own thing.
It's a habit where they like to sit at the bottom of the road. Go to your house. Just live right up the road.
And get by in that big truck.
My vehicle.
In the trailer, right?
I'm glad of that. I can honestly say, no, I don't miss it at all.
But people get up beside you and turn on their signal light to get over, like you can really tell their signal light is on when they're right beside you.
They turn the turn signal on.
I'll be right about that.
I'll hop off here. I'm at the house now. I'm going to say 7-3, and I'll keep an ear out for you later. Have a good evening. Take care, and have a good weekend or ride tomorrow if you go out. KO4HX, and I'll be clear.
Patrick, we'll catch up with you later. I'm almost at home now. I'm right here at 14 in Wade Hampton and Buncombe. So 7-3, and you guys have a good weekend, and I'll catch you at least on Monday then. KN4TFW.